I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, when Cheesy met Yeezy, Kanye West met with Donald Trump Tuesday, and the president-elect's explanation about what the men discussed left James Corden wondering what really went down. Jimmy Kimmel talks about Kanye's plans to run in 2024. Jimmy Fallon can't get enough of the much-talked-about photo op, and Stephen Colbert dishes on a new album in the works. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Donald Trump, you know that is, right? He's supposed to hold a press conference on Thursday to explain the potential conflicts of interest he might have when it comes to his business ventures. You know, he owns hotels, golf courses. I think he owns a whorehouse. He's got a lot of... And he hasn't had a press conference for 139 days, which is a long time, but he postponed the press conference on Thursday because they said he's too busy. And what is he busy doing?
Kanye West entered Trump Tower. You see him back there. It wasn't so long ago that at a concert, he went on this rant where he told his audience that if he had voted, he would support Donald Trump. And then a short time later, he ended up in the hospital. I'm sure the two were not connected.
Are you, though? Because I'm not, exactly. But that's right, Donald Trump met with Kanye West today. He does know he's not still hosting Celebrity Apprentice, right? But what an amazing thing to see our next two presidents side by side like that. It's remarkable. It's historic.
Today brought the strangest news yet, because this morning, the president-elect met at Trump Tower with Kanye West. You can tell it was a high-powered meeting because Kanye is wearing his formal sweatsuit.
That's right. Trump met with Kanye West at Trump Tower and even posed for photos in the lobby. That's a photo, yeah. Can we see that again? Yeah. They're calling it When Cheesy Met Yeezy. And you go, well, that's not... Why would they...
Meeting like this, it's a security risk. Gathering the two most powerful American narcissists in the same room. So, you can't do it.
When asked what they talked about, Trump had kind of a weird answer. Take a look.
Mr. Trump, Kanye, what did you guys discuss in your meeting today?
Just friends, and it's a good man.
Just friends? What? What happened in that apartment? Like, the only... Seriously, though. Like, the only time you answer just friends after leaving someone's place in the morning is when you definitely hooked up. Like...
After the meeting, Kanye tweeted, "It's important to have a direct line of communication with our future president if we truly want change." Yeah, that's great for you, but what about us? I mean...
Here they are ending their meeting with a bro hug in front of the cameras. I heard these two are going to drop an album together. It's called The Deportation of Pablo.
What could these two have to talk about, though? I can't think of anything they could possibly have in common. They are completely, totally different people from two different worlds. I mean, Trump goes on these crazy Twitter rants at 3 a.m, and Kanye, well, he also does that all the time, but, I mean, one of them famously appears on a huge reality show, and the other one, okay, yeah, that was also on a huge reality show, but one of them's constantly claiming that award shows are rigged, and the other, that's a bad example, that... No, look, when Kanye said he was going to run for president, we all dismissed it as a silly joke. But when Trump said he was running... Damn it! That's... One of them is married to a woman who's done numerous nude photo shoots, and the other... Fine. Trump has ridiculous... fake-looking yellow hair, and Kanye... Oh, come on!
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.